Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. New coronavirus cases are climbing to record numbers in this country and around the world, and that has global markets shaken. The Dow has fallen more than 800 points. Today, at last glance, it was actually down 649 points, or 2.2%. All major market indices had fallen roughly 2 to 2.5%. NASDAQ's currently down more than 1.5%. S&P's down 1.8%. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton, says the U.S. market's reacting to Congress's inability so far to finalize another coronavirus relief package, leaving millions of Americans in limbo.
In an economy that didn't have jobs, it didn't deter their search for jobs, but it did actually support the rebound in spending. And as that money waned, so did the rebound in spending. And now we've got a lot of consumers, many more consumers that are, and workers really, that are unemployed, that are unable to feed themselves for a week or their families for a week, let alone cover their rent.
While Congress remains at an impasse over financial relief, divisions are also playing out over the impending confirmation of President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer protested today what the Democratic minority is unable to stop.
This is about raw political power. This is about a Senate majority deciding to break faith with the American people and make a mockery of its own principle to secure a seat on the Supreme Court.
That GOP majority is set to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court tonight. Here's NPR's Susan Davis.
President Trump hopes that his promise to put more conservatives on the Supreme Court will provide an election year boost to his campaign, as it did in 2016. Barrett is 48 years old and will further tip the ideological balance on the court towards conservatives for the foreseeable future. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke to that reality in a floor speech in which he noted the changes to the court will outlast whatever happens in the election. The vote is expected to fall along party lines. Democrats oppose filling the seat before Election Day, but have no power to delay it. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
And the White House plans to hold a swearing-in ceremony tonight after Judge Barrett is confirmed. A third ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenians is in jeopardy of collapsing and further destabilizing the region. It also threatens to draw in Turkey and Russia, which support opposing sides of the conflict in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Security forces are accusing each other of new attacks in violation of the U.S.-backed truce Armenia and Azerbaijan announced over the weekend. The Dow has closed down 649 points to end the day at 27,685. This is NPR. China has ordered six U.S. media organizations to report to the foreign ministry on their operations in the country. The move comes days after Washington labeled six Chinese news outlets in the United States foreign missions. NPR's John Ruich reports.
Among the U.S. media outlets named are ABC, The Los Angeles Times, and Newsweek. They have 1 week to report to the ministry on their operations, finances, and real estate holdings in China. Ties between China and the U.S. have frayed across the board in recent months. The measure is the latest in a string of tit-for-tat actions involving journalists. Earlier this year, several staffers with the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal were forced to leave China. That followed a decision by the Trump administration to cap the number of people allowed to work for Chinese news outfits in the U.S. China's foreign ministry says its media are experiencing, quote, unreasonable oppression in the U.S., and that China's latest measures are entirely necessary and reciprocal. John Ruich, NPR News.
More than a million people in California can expect rolling blackouts. Utilities are trying to prevent their equipment from starting new wildfires that could spread quickly because of the strong winds and dry weather conditions. The majority of people slated to have power outages today were in Northern California. U.S. stocks ended the day sharply lower, but not as low as it was earlier in the day. The Dow's closed down 649 points. At one point, it had lost more than 800 points. It's down 2.2% at the close. This is NPR News.